I'm so excited you're here for Pop Tarts and Pajamas, and I brought a new friend with me. This is Anna.
Hi. It's nice to see you guys today.
Anna, I don't know very much about you, and I would like to know some more about you. Can you describe yourself for me?
Describe myself for you? I don't know what that means.
How about I ask you some questions, and then you can tell me your answers to them to see what they're doing. Does that sound good?
Oh, okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so first off, I know a great one. What is your favorite food?
I love pasta. That is so yummy. Macaroni and cheese and spaghetti and, yum.
Pasta is good. You know what my favorite is? Mexican. I love Mexican food. I do. With the rice and the limes and the chips and the cheese. So good.
Oh, that's not my favorite, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. We can be different. That's totally fine. Oh, I got another one. What is your favorite color?
Oh, I bet you can guess by looking at my outfit. I like the color red. Red's my favorite color. Look, I got red bows and red shoes. Red's where it's at.
What's your favorite color? Oh, well, thanks for asking. My favorite color is purple.
Oh, purple's pretty.
Yes, I like purple. Okay, let me think of another question. I got it. How would you rather go to a playground or to the pool?
Playground, playground, playground. I like playing hide and go seek at the playground, and I like going down the slides. Oh, so much fun.
What would you like?
I would rather go to the pool. I'm a big swimmer. I love swimming and jumping in and making up games. That's my favorite.
Okay, here's another one. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, how about would you rather read a book or go explore a state park?
I would rather read a book. I like reading books and going on adventures in the books and learning new things. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's great. I do like reading, but I like going to state parks and exploring them and being out in the wilderness. That's really fun for me.
Well, Anna, this tells me a lot about you.
Those questions help describe who you are, and I would love to be your friend. Would you like to be my friend?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Can I listen to the rest of the story, please?
Why, of course you can. How about you go sit on the front row with Nova, and I'll describe the rest of the story.
Okay, sounds great. Bye, guys.
All right, come up here, Nova. Come get her real quick and have her sit with you. Thank you very much. All right, you can go back and sit in your normal row. Very good. All right, so those questions brought up what our lesson will be today. How would you describe God? I described Anna through questions, and we got to learn about her and learn a little bit about me. But my question for you today is, how would you describe your God? Describe is a big word. What do you know about your God? We're going to start a series of lessons for the next couple weeks called the I Am series, where we're going to learn about who God is. So somebody asks you, well, who's the God you go to church for? Who is he? Tell me more about him. That you will have things that you can describe God as. Now, one of the things we can do is also called knowing Christ. How can we know Christ better and describe him? I can describe Anna that she likes pasta, she likes red, she likes to read books. When she was talking, she had a fun personality. So let's know about God. Now, I can't describe what Jesus looked like when he was on earth. We kind of have some ideas that he probably had dark hair and that was a bit strong because he was a carpenter, but I can't describe him. But God gave us pictures in his book, stories, parables about who he was and what we can know about him. So let's get into our first lesson today about knowing Christ. Today we're going to learn about something. I bet if I said, do you know Christ? Who is Christ? You would probably say, Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins, and he loves me. That is exactly right. That is the best thing about Christ that I like describing. Jesus loves me. Now, this is called our word up. So whenever the slide pops up, I want you to yell it. Don't scream it. Nobody wants to hear screaming in the house. But we want to yell it. So Jesus loves me. Oh, that's the best ever. So when you see this, what do you say? Say it with me. Jesus loves me. Perfect. I like it. So that's what we're going to base our whole lesson on, knowing Christ and describing God, is how Jesus loves us and what that love looks like for us. I have a song that we sang last year at Vacation Bible School, as if you were with me, and you might know it anyways, that has to do with our story, and I would like to sing it. And if you're at home, singing just makes you so happy. If you could sing with me, that would be great. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I will flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Just love that song. All right, so that song has to do with what we're learning about today to help you out. The story we're going to start today is I am the good shepherd. There is so much going on in these four words. Can you say it with me? I am the good shepherd. I am is a terminology that God used to describe himself way back in the Old Testament to Moses. Do you remember the first time God appeared to Moses, what the voice came from? Did you say burning bush? That's right, the bush that wouldn't burn. Moses saw it, he walked up to it, and he looked at it and was like, that bush isn't burning down, what's going on with it? And God spoke to him, and God said, I am. That's how God described himself, as those two important words of I am. And through scripture, God put stuff after it, I am the good shepherd. Now let's look at the part of the good shepherd. Shepherd was a very common job back then in Bible times. There were lots of people who were shepherds. So everybody knew what a shepherd was, what a shepherd did. So when God described himself as a shepherd, they had an idea. It's almost like I describe myself as a teacher. I'm a teacher, and when I say I'm a teacher, you probably have some ideas in your head of what a teacher is. Now, the good shepherd, isn't it just wonderful that he puts the word good in front of it? Oh, I just love that word, good shepherd. He's just not a shepherd, he's a good shepherd. Oh, so good. All right, well, let's go on to in the Bible, in the New Testament, where God shared this story with the people. Now, in this picture, you see lots of different type of people, and they're all crowding around Christ. They all wanted to know Jesus. He was kind of a big deal back then. People had heard about stuff he had done. Why do you think all the people wanted to see Jesus? Did he heal people? That's right. So he made people who were blind be able to see, and people who couldn't walk be able to walk. So people wanted to see. I want to see him do those things. So lots of people would come around, and he would teach about himself through those times. Now, there were certain groups of people in this picture you probably can see, certain types of people that came, and there were lots of different types of people. And sometimes those people didn't like each other, and then there was problems with that. But let's look at some vocabulary of the people in this words and the stories that we have right now. The first word that we have is Pharisee. Pharisees are mentioned a lot in the Bible. Do you know what a Pharisee is? I'm going to tell you if you don't. Just hold on. Another word we're going to see is scribes. Scribes. The next word is publicans. Ooh, that's a big one. Have you heard that one? Think Zacchaeus. The next one, you've heard this one, I know you have, is sinners. That's me. That's you. We're sinners. But let's look at what these words are. Go back to Pharisees and see what Pharisees are. Pharisees are, Pharisees are teachers who thought they were better than everyone else because they kept the laws. They kept the Ten Commandments. They thought, oh, I'm pretty good. I keep the laws. I'm better than everybody else. And they might have walked around like this with their noses in the air. That was Pharisees. Was God pleased with that? Let's see. The next word we have up there is scribes. Scribes were religious leaders who also kept the laws and thought that they were better than everybody else too. Oh, wow. Was God pleased with that? God was pleased that they were doing keeping the laws, but was he pleased that they thought they were better than everybody else and they wouldn't talk to other people that didn't keep God's laws? What do you think? Give me a thumbs up if you think God was pleased with them or was God not pleased with them. What do you have? Hold on, get those thumbs up. Oh, if you have your thumb down, you are correct. God was not pleased with that, their attitude of, I'm better than everybody else because I keep the laws and you don't. No, no, that is not what God wants us to do. Let's keep going with our words and see how this all fits together. You're probably like, where are you going, Miss Peterson? Stay with me, I'm gonna show you. The next word that we have is publicans. Publicans, remember I told you to think of a certain character in the Bible? Zacchaeus. They were tax collectors that did the wrong thing and not everybody knew it. The publicans who were tax collectors, the Roman government would come to them and say, we need $3. Of course, there wasn't dollars back then, but we're going to use that. We need $3 from every person. So the tax collector would go up, knock on a person's door and say, the Roman government needs $5 from you for taxes.
Five? $5?
How many were they supposed to get? Three. So what were they doing with the other two? They were taking that $2 and putting it in their pocket and keeping it for themselves. They were lying and they were stealing. Yes, you can see why nobody liked the publicans. Now let's go on to the last one. And the last one in the green box, sinners, I think you know which one this one is. Sinners are people who do not obey God's laws. And that's all of us. We don't obey God's laws. Now, taking all these words, Pharisees, people who followed God's laws and thought they were better than everybody else. Scribes, religious leaders who also thought they were better than everybody else. Publicans, they knew they weren't good. And sinners, that's all of us. All these people had gathered in front of Jesus, and let's see where he goes with this. Thanks for sticking with me. Here we're going to go back into the story a little bit. All right, so here's this picture. Here are the scribes and Pharisees. You can tell by their garb that they wore, their clothes that they wore, are talking to Jesus, and they're kind of getting on to them. What do their faces tell you? Their faces probably tell you that they're not happy right now. So they're going up to Jesus, and they're like, Jesus, you welcome everyone. And you ate dinner. You ate dinner. I heard you ate dinner with Zacchaeus, and he's a publican. He works for the Roman government, and he steals money. Why are you eating dinner with them? They're not good people. You shouldn't be eating dinner with them. And they were very angry about it. But Jesus wanted to show them that, yes, he was not happy with what they did. He was not happy that Zacchaeus was stealing. But Jesus loves Zacchaeus, just like he loved the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus loves everybody. And what is that? Okay, he loves everybody, but the scribes and Pharisees, they still weren't getting it. So Jesus told a parable. A parable is a pretend story that teaches us something important or a core truth about God. So Jesus told a parable, and it's one of my favorite parables. I just love this parable. So let's get into the parable that Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees to help them understand, describe who he was so that they could understand that God loves everybody. And it was okay that he was talking to Zacchaeus and the publicans and the sinners. And it was just as okay as talking to them. All right. Oh, look at this picture. Oh, I love this picture. I am the good shepherd. Here Jesus goes into his parable, his pretend story, to teach us something about him, about it. Jesus said there was a shepherd, and the shepherd had 100 sheep. That's a lot. I think the most amount of students I like to teach in a classroom is about 40. If it gets above 40, it gets a little crazy. But this shepherd had 100 sheep, and Jesus said that he loved every one of those sheep. And you know what? He knew every one of those sheep by name, 100 of them. And I don't know if you've seen sheep, but they basically kind of all look alike. But he still knew them all by name, and they were important. He described the shepherd, the good shepherd, as being kind and gentle to the sheep. He describing the sheep as trusting the shepherd. Now, do you know something about sheep? They're not smart. They're not smart at all. So I am standing on a stage right now. If I got close to the edge of the stage, I'd be like, oh, I better back up. I'm going to fall off the stage. But if there was a sheep right next to me, do you know what that sheep would do? This is how not smart the sheep is. The sheep would walk right up, see the edge, and keep walking.
Yes, they would walk off the term we call is a cliff, and they would have no idea. They just were not smart enough to be like, oh, there's a step. I shouldn't walk off of it. I'll probably get hurt. So they needed somebody kind and patient with them to make sure that they were staying where they needed to stay. All of this tells us something about Jesus. This tells us that God is love. In 1 John 4:8 in the Bible, it says, God is love. Just like that shepherd loved those silly little sheep, God loves us. Let's keep going in this story. Oh boy. Oh, core truth. Shout it with me. Jesus loves me. Oh, best. Just the best. We go on to another verse that describes God. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. John 10:11. How many times did he say good? Twice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Jesus was saying here, I'm going to do something for you in the future. I am that good shepherd, and I'm going to do something for you. My older students, do you know what that is? What is he going to do? Give his life for his sheep? What does that mean? Keep thinking. All right, let's keep going. Jesus kept describing the shepherd, that the shepherd took all of his sheep back to his pen. Oh, look at that pen. It's got warm hay in it. It's got sticks around it so animals can't jump in. And he's letting them in one at a time. Why does he not let them all in? Well, he's counting them. He's making sure he has all of his 100 sheep that he knows by name. So let's jump into the story. I'm going to act out the story a little bit for you so we can get a better picture of what's going on. Are you ready? So this could be like the shepherd. In my imagination of the story, this is what happened. So shepherd's counting. 94, welcome in. 95, Snooky, nope, get in here. Oh, 96, spot, don't, no, drop it. Okay, come on in, nice to see you. 97, hi Bob, welcome in. 98, Chewy, come on in. Oh, nope, stop chewing the food. Drop it. Okay. Good job. 99, hello Daffy, come on in. Let me count my sheep again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 96, 97, 98, 99. Oh no, I'm missing a sheep. I'm missing Fluffy. Oh, Fluffy, where are you, Fluffy? Fluffy, where are you? Oh no. I gotta shut the gate. I gotta go find Fluffy. Oh no, it's getting dark outside. It's getting a little chilly. Oh, that's my stomach rumbling. I'm hungry. Haven't eaten my dinner yet. I gotta find Fluffy though. Fluffy is very important. And off took that shepherd to go find Fluffy. Oh boy, will he find Fluffy? We'll find out. Now here's another Bible verse that describes what this is happening. In Isaiah 53:6. All we have like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. That means we've wandered away. Instead of going with the sheep all into the sheepfold and being nice and safe with the shepherd, we've wandered away, just like Fluffy did. Oh, can you do it with me? Jesus loves me. That's right. Keep remembering that as the story goes on. So there goes out the shepherd into the dark, into the cold. That shepherd is hungry, but that sheep, Fluffy, is very important to him. He is not going to stop until he finds Fluffy, that silly sheep who did not follow the instructions and go with everybody else. All he had to do was just follow the line, and he wandered away. And off he is. Fluffy, where are you? He checked by the stream where they got water. No Fluffy. He went to the pasture where they ate. No Fluffy. He kept searching. It is now very dark. And when you're out in the wilderness and it's dark, do you know what comes out? Animals, big animals. But he is still not letting that scare him away. He is determined he is going to find that sheep. He loves that sheep, Fluffy. He keeps looking. Here comes again. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. He's seeking. The Son of Man, that's describing Jesus. Jesus is looking for sinners, and he wants to save us, just like the shepherd is looking for Fluffy and loves Fluffy. Jesus loves us. Let's keep watching. What's happening? The shepherd keeps searching. Fluffy! He's going over to the rocks. The rocks are sharp. If Fluffy's on the rocks, his feet might be cut. He might hurt his leg. He's searching very diligently. Where is that? He heard something. Was it Fluffy? He listened again. He hurried over. and he found Fluffy. And you know what he does? He doesn't stand there and say, Fluffy, and get onto him. He grabs Fluffy up. He hugs that shivering, cold, little frightened lamb, and he puts the lamb over his shoulders. And you know what my favorite part is? Look how close. Over his shoulders, he's not making Fluffy walk. He's keeping him safe and secure, and he has Fluffy's ear. It's right next to his mouth, so he can whisper words of encouragement and tell him how much he loves him and how special Fluffy is to him. He walks on by, carrying Fluffy, keeping him safe. And when he gets back to the sheepfold, you know what he does? He celebrates. He puts Fluffy back in the sheepfold. He closes the pen. He might even brush Fluffy out to make sure he's safe and he's feeling secure now. And he goes and he tells his friends and his neighbors. He said, come celebrate with me. I have found my lost sheep. I had 99, but that last one, I found him. Let's celebrate that I have found that lost sheep. Wow. Can you make that picture? Picture Jesus with you, with us? Here comes our core truth. Jesus loves me. That's right. He knows you by name. He knows what you like, what you dislike. He wants to be with you. More than the sheep with the shepherd. That's an animal with a person. But I hope that story, that parable, teaches us how to look at it. Just like he was trying to tell the scribes and Pharisees, I love everybody. Everybody's important to me, no matter what they look like or what they do. I love them. Now, here comes us all the way back from the beginning. How can we describe God? Who does Jesus say he is? Who does Jesus say he is? How can we describe him? He described himself as, I am the good shepherd. The shepherd was kind. The shepherd was gentle. He was caring. He was loving. He was very determined. He was going to find that lost sheep. He was forgiving. And he celebrated. He celebrates you. He loves you. So when someone asks you, who is this God? Why do you go to church? Why is that so important? You can tell them, my God is loving. My God is the good shepherd. And because he's a good shepherd, this is what he is. Loving, kind, gentle. I'm important to him. He will come find you just like he's going to come find me. Oh, just so great. Can we finish off with our song and a word of prayer? Sing it with me. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Can you bow your heads with me? Lord, thank you so much for telling us more about you. Thank you so much for being a loving God who cares about each one of us, who knows when we're doing wrong, who knows when we're trying our best, and you're right there to help us. Lord, help us to know who you are so that we can grow in our friendship, our relationship with you, and tell others about you and feel secure in you, Lord. Thank you. Please bless the boys and girls that listen, and please keep these truths in their heart. In your name, amen. See you next week. You want to come back to find out more of how to describe your God, how to know Christ.